And now our colleague Mandalit Del Barco has some news found amid the wildflowers.
It rained and rained and rained a lot this past winter in California. And now, after years of drought, the normally arid desert is lush.
Oh, it just looks like a sea of flowers.
You got purples, red, yellows,
blues. I mean, those little flowers, they look so delicate, but yet they're prolific. They're everywhere.
It's neat to see so much color on something that's usually so tan and stone-colored with all the rocks.
Oh, it's fantastic. You don't see this very often.
Janet Gordon, Joe and Jane Scheidenis, and Dennis Bryan were just a few of the many people flocking to see the colors blanketing the hills and valleys of Anza Borrego. This is California's largest state park in the desert south of Palm Springs, a nearly four-hour car drive from Los Angeles. Visitors are coming from as far as Europe, Africa, and Asia. This super bloom is so rare, so special, that looky-loos are causing traffic jams, getting lost in the hillsides, and fainting from dehydration just to take in the beauty. On Wednesday, Andrea Smith brought her 16-month-old baby here in the 90-degree heat at high noon.
Can you say flower? Flower? Flowers?
Flower.
Let's see, I'm looking at a whole field of this bluish-purple phacelia.
Park ranger Steve Beer says this is a really big deal. There are flowers in places where you usually don't see them, like in the Badlands that are home to snakes and bobcats and coyotes. He bends down to take a closer look.
You can see that it's a little reddish here. And then we have these little tiny, we call them popcorn flowers, a member of the forget-me-not family. Little purple flower. So people call these belly flowers because, as you may or may not be able to hear, we're getting down on our belly, and this is a filary about the size of the very tip of my pinky nail.
Beer says this year's conditions were perfect for such a phenomenon. Long, steady rain throughout the winter, a remarkable 6 inches in all here that soaked into the ground, and temperatures that were not too hot. The desert seeds and blooms have been waiting for so long.
Some of these seeds have been underground for maybe decades. If not a century or more, we just don't know. Some of these places have not seen water in 10, 15, 20 years, and now they're a blanket of flowers.
Oh. They're survivors.
They are survivors. You have to be tough to be out in the desert, that's for sure. And these are an ephemeral resource, so what you're looking at today could be gone tomorrow. It just depends on how hot we get today and how hungry the caterpillars get.
So Beer says anyone who wants to see this super bloom had better get there before those sphinx moth caterpillars eat up all the flowers. Don't forget your camera, sunscreen, and water. Lots of water. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.